Armstrong said in order to get their arms around this type of business and understand the impacts, the county joined with Park City and the Chamber Bureau to finance a study.
Well, I think Park City and Summit County decided to try and get our arms around what's happening, what's being used for short-term rentals, how is it impacting our neighborhoods, our housing stock. We've had complaints from residents in the Silver Creek area and Silver Springs area and other areas of the unincorporated county about the impacts, you know, cars coming in and out, numbers of cars that are present at some of these places. So I think it was just time to try and get a better understanding of what's in our community and how it affects us.
The study was conducted by Brumby McLeod, a professor from the University of South Carolina, who gave a presentation to the council Wednesday on the initial stages of his project. The number of available rental units vary widely, increasing during events like Sundance, but McLeod found there were some 4,100 units listed online, predominantly in Park City. His study surveyed the numbers for housing in the city.
We have 10,715 total housing units in the city. Owner-occupied, 1,875 of those, nearly 11,000. Renter-occupied, 1,200. 7,600 vacant, and 90% of those are second homes that people come to on a seasonal basis. So our percentage vacancy is 71%, and that's second to Breckenridge of all the towns, all the mountain towns that he studied. Breckenridge is about 71.7%, so just slightly ahead of what we have here.
In terms of who is managing these rental units, that's unknown in many cases.
Of the 4,100 that he looked at, I think he said that about 2,500 or so have licenses. In terms of management, a couple of hundred of those are managed by the owner. About 400 and change, 430 or so off the top of my head, are managed by property management companies. And then a significant number are unspecified as to who's managing them. And that doesn't even get into, you know, the health issues of who's cleaning them and who's servicing them and who's doing the maintenance and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, do we know that they're paying the sales and lodging taxes?
We don't, and that's again what we're gonna look at.
Professor McLeod will complete this phase of the study in a couple of weeks. Then the county will consider moving on to phase two. One issue is what ordinances should govern these rentals. For that, McLeod's study looked at several towns throughout the West.
Some are lightly regulated, and some, for example, South Lake Tahoe, are very highly regulated. So South Lake Tahoe requires a business license. They require permits. They require notice to HOAs. They require other kinds of notices to the community. After doing all that, after putting all of those regulations in place, then South Lake Tahoe placed a moratorium on short-term rentals. So they've shut it down completely for now. Others will do one or two of those kinds of elements. Park City has, you know, of the six or seven or eight elements that you could possibly do to regulate, Park City has most of them, not all.
But Armstrong said the county and Park City officials, like City Manager Diane Foster, are aware the state may set limits on how much they can govern such rentals.
And, you know, some states regulate it exclusively. Some states, Utah notably, is not a home rule state. We look to the state legislature for a lot of the restrictions that are placed on uses of property. And I think, as Diane mentioned yesterday, you know, the state proposed something during the legislative session that would have been very problematic in terms of allowing locals to regulate short-term rentals. And it got softened considerably before it finally got passed. So what we're living with right now is not a huge burden. It's more burdensome than some jurisdictions that allow local jurisdictions to regulate on their own.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.